Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, kale is gaining massive popularity across the globe. In fact, Michael McHugh arrived today in the studio carrying a whole lot of it. The Huffington Post alone has written more articles about kale in the past couple of months than in its history. So the green vegetable has been touted as one of the top five superfoods due to its abundance of health benefits. So today we thought we'd get head chef at Eden Gardens Dragonfly Cafe, Grant Howe, on the line. How are you, Grant?
Yeah, good, thanks, good.
Michael's eating it raw.
I've got to tell you, though, we did do a story on kale, in fact, a couple of stories, and those recipes have been hugely popular. You know, we send out a daily recipe that you can sign up for, and the kale recipes have huge hits on them. It's amazing. What are the benefits, and why has the world gone crazy for kale all of a sudden, Grant?
It's the superfood at the moment, high in iron, vitamin K, A and C.
Is it better than spinach?
Well, it looks like it's a lot better than spinach. It's the other superfoods are broccoli and
dark
blueberry.
Chocolate?
Oh. Chocolate. But it's very versatile cooking with it. There's, eating it raw is good to eat it raw, as long as you slice it really thinly.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the stem out, that's the bitter part
of
the kale. But, roasting, frying, stews, it holds well, and there's not a lot of shrinkage in it, whereas opposed to spinach, you get a couple of kilos of spinach and then cook that down and you're left with, 50 grams or so. It shrinks so much, but kale, it holds its shape and flavour as well.
Now, there's loads of different varieties, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of varieties around. Where I'm using Tuscan kale at the moment. There's a lot of ornamental kales as well. So, obviously, ornamental, not edibles. So, stay away from those ones because they're really bitter. I've actually gone out to the garden centre and just sort of I'll taste the ones that I'm not supposed to taste, and I can see why they're ornamental. They're very bitter in flavour.
And what's the best way to store and keep kale?
We're using it on the menu now, and I go through it so quickly I don't have any problems with storage. But just washing it and keeping it in an airtight container keeps it quite fresh. But it lasts, like I said, I haven't really had it in our cool room for long because we get basically daily deliveries, and it does keep quite fresh. But in an airtight container, I'm not too sure how long it would last because I haven't tried that as yet.
Haven't needed to. And listen, how do you get kids eating kale?
How do you get kids eating kale?
No, that's how do you get... That question should be, how do you get kids eating vegetables?
Kale chips would work well, whereas grease-proof paper, wash the kale, take the stems out, dry it, lay it on the grease-proof, and a bit of flavoured oil, be it be sesame oil or lemon oil, over the top, grease-proof over the top again, and if you've got another tray, to press it down.
Mm.
And probably at 180 degrees for 15, 20 minutes, and it'll crisp up, keep its shape, and that's one way of getting kids to eat it.
And tell me, can you grow kale at home? Is it an easy, is it a bit like spinach? You can just sort of throw it in and it grows?
It's very easy to grow. I sort of relate it to rocket. Rocket I find is probably the easiest one for me to grow, which I grow a lot at home, and growing kale at the moment, but it's very hardy. It likes the cooler climate, a couple of hours of sunlight, and it grows really well.
Fantastic. Well, we've been chatting with Grant Howe today, head chef at Eden Gardens Dragonfly Cafe, all about kale. And, of course, you can head online to mindfood.com for more recipe ideas using kale, including Grant's quick and easy kale recipes, like his refreshing green lemonade and kale, apple and banana smoothie. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
I want some of that now.
Thanks, Grant.
All right, no problems.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.